Good morning. God bless each and every one of you this morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Today is December the 8th, Monday, December the 8th, and I am very honored, and it is great pleasure for me to be your host this morning. My name is Sister Christine LeMay, and on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, I welcome each and every one of you to Global Time with Christ Jesus. This morning, I would like to share with you some things that God has placed in my heart, and for us to pray, some prayer requests that God has placed in my heart for us to bring before Him in prayer this morning. I will also welcome anyone who has a praise report, a prayer request, a word of exaltation, word of encouragement. All lines are open. You won't have to press one on your phone. The lines are open, so you're free to come in at any given time to share whatever God has given you to share with us this morning. On that note, I'd like to open us in prayer. Father, I come to you this morning, thanking you and praising you for yet another day. We come before you, Lord, with a humble spirit. We come before you, Lord, asking you to forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, seen and unseen, Lord. We know that you see and you know everything about us. And Father, yes. Coming before you, some of us with a broken spirit. But Father, we know that you heal, you comfort, you take care of all our burdens. We cast our cares upon you this morning, Lord. And we ask that you give us a spirit of thankfulness, that we would come before you this morning knowing that you have taken care of our cares, that you have taken care of all our needs. And we come before you this morning bringing the needs of others before you. Because you promised us, Lord, that if we pray for each other, if we reach out for each other, if we comfort each other, you would answer our prayer. So we come before you this morning, Lord, humbling ourselves and casting our burden upon you and bringing the burden of others before you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, the line is open. And if there's anyone who would like to place a prayer request or you have anything that you share with us, you just come on. I would like to share a few scriptures with you before I go into prayer. The theme for today is victory. The battle is not yours. Victory, the battle has already been fought, and the battle is not yours. And sometimes we know that God fights our battle. We know that He is waiting with open arms to receive our battles, but we still, it's human nature that we still think that we could do a better job or we could do it faster, and we attempt to take our battle on our own. And most of the time, we still have to come back to Him because we realize that the battle is not ours. The victory was won on the cross, when he said that it is finished, that was the end of our battle. He took the battle, he took the fight for us. And now that we know him as our Lord and Savior, we know that he is the one and only God that knows and sees and takes care of everything. With him, all things are possible. All things.
Hallelujah.
Not just the big things, but all things are possible with him. And he promised us that if we come to him with our burdens, knowing therefore that he is God, the faithful God, he keeps his covenant, he's steadfast with his love, and he promised those who love him and keep his commandments that he will always be with us. Psalm 115 verse 3 says, our God is in the heavens and he does all that he pleases. Philippians 4:19 say, and my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory. So all these scriptures are not just scriptures to rehearse and to just have in your head. All these are scriptures that we could use and that we ought to believe and know that he is there to help us. Romans 8:26 says, and in the like manner the Spirit who help our infirmities, for we know not how to pray as we ought to, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And God know our every need. He know our every pain. He know everything that we are going through, because he been through everything that we are going through. So there's nothing that could happen to us, or nothing that we could go through ever that God doesn't know about and cannot take care of. That is my encouragement to everybody this morning, that God is in control and that he does what he does in the heavens, and he does it all to please him, not to please us. Sometimes we pray and we pray a certain way and we expect God to answer our prayer. That's how we pray. Lord, I want it today, and Lord, I want it done this way, and Lord, it should happen this way, and we expect God to take our command. When we ought to pray, Lord, this is my situation, this is what's going on, I pray that your will be done in this situation, and to help me to accept your will when you answer my prayer. So I encourage each and everyone on the prayer line this morning, whatever you are going through, however it is happening, God is in control, believe me. And if we allow him to truly take control of our situations and take control of our life, he will do it in his time and in his way. Amen. Again, if there's anyone who has a prayer request or a praise report or any exaltation, the line is open. You are free to come on at any time. One of the prayer that I have on my prayer agenda this morning is to pray for the community, seeking God for the community. I know many of us, or all of us, know what is going on right now, not only in North, not only in America, but around the world. with the communities, with this racial discrimination for the past few months. That is all we've been hearing about, how people are being treated unfairly. We know about these police killings where, as we know, justice was not being served. But again, we have to understand that God is the final judge. And whether these decisions were right or these decisions were wrong, we as Christians and we as the believers, we know where we have to take our questions and our feelings to. We have to turn to God. And I know it is hard, it is difficult to accept some decisions that have been made, but as I said before, God is the answer, and we have to turn and seek God for the answer. Man do not have the answer. The law enforcement do not have the answer. The only one with the true answer is God. So this morning I would like to lift up the ethnic communities, that God will prevail and that the believers will see God for justice and will see God for wisdom. That when we go out there to march or to protest in whatever way, that we have to know and trust God for the answer. Father, I come to you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, on behalf of the ethnic community. Father, I pray that you will bring racial harmony, that long-standing offenses, whether innocent or guilty, may be healed by the forgiveness that begins with you, Lord. Father, I pray that Christians will show honor and act in your power. Father, bringing justice, seeking justice, that they would honor and act in your reconciling power. That, Lord, every race, every language, every culture will be on display in your name, Jesus. Father, I pray that the justice system, the law enforcement, will seek justice in the right way, Lord, in your way, that they will seek you, because you are the last judge, you are the jury, you are the prosecutor, you are the public defender, Lord. And if we seek you for the answer, Lord, you have promised us in Psalm 22:27 that all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nation will bow down before you. Father, I ask this morning that this nation do that, that we bow down before you, Lord. And we ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your guidance. We ask that you prevail the justice that is in your kingdom, Lord. Father, I bring before you the president and everyone who is involved in bringing justice to situations, Lord, to the killing, to the different things that are happening, Lord, that we are seeking justice for. I pray, Lord, that when they go out there to march, that they really seek peace, Lord, the peace that passes all understanding and that come from only you. And that they will seek you, Lord, on this march. They will not look for the solution from man, but they would look for the answers and the solution from you. Because you said that you see and you know everything. You know the beginning and you know the end. You are the Alpha and Omega. And in this hour, Lord, I seek you for the answer and for the solution. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, you are free to come on at any time with your prayer request and your praise report or any exaltation that you have to share with us this morning. You are free to come on. The line is open. I would like us to lift up our pastor in prayer this morning. He is taking care of important project that has a deadline for Tuesday, and that's the reason why he's not on this morning. So I would like to lift him up and all pastors up in prayer that is working diligently and working hard to direct and to do the things that God has given them in their heart to do for the flock that God has given them to be the shepherd of. Father, I come before you this morning, lifting up pastors and church leaders, that you will fill them with your wisdom, Lord, that they will be honored by those they serve, that you will pour out your spirit upon them in power and humility, giving them a fresh intimacy with you, Lord. Father, I pray for protection from the enemy. I pray for protection from the plot of the evil one. I pray, Lord, that you will grant them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I pray, Lord, that you would bring them together with other pastors, that they would grow for your kingdom, that they would work together, especially in these times, Lord, for your kingdom. I pray, Lord, that you open their spiritual eyes even more. You open their spiritual ears to hear from you even more. Lord, that you will give them vision and that they will run with the vision for your kingdom. Father, I pray that you guide and protect them as they labor day after day out there in the battlefield for your kingdom. Father, I pray that you will provide for their every need, that you will provide for their care and provide for their needs, Lord. I lift up the wives of these pastors, Lord, that you would give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to stand with them and to go through whatever they have to go through with the strength of you, Lord. Father, I pray that you will give those of us who are serving under these pastors that we would see the vision, Lord, and help in whatever way you have blessed us with our gifts to come forth and work for your kingdom. Father, I lift up our pastor Aubrey Gregory, this morning. You see and you know what he is doing, Lord, and I pray that you give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to do it in the way that you want it to be done. Father, I pray that you may open doors that need to be opened, close doors that need to be closed, that you grant him everything that he desires, Lord, physically, spiritually, financially, mentally, that he would work for your kingdom and he would lead your flock according to your will, Lord. Father, I pray that as he works on this project this morning, that you give him the courage, you give him the strength to continue, and that it would be completed at the time that it needs to be completed. Father, I know that you have given him this task and you would not give him more than he could bear, and that you are able to finish what you have started. This is our prayer for him and every other pastor that is in your care and that is working for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, again, if you have any prayer requests, now is the time to come on with your prayer request, your praise report. I really want to thank God this morning for keeping me through some difficult week. And as I say again, once you give it to God, He would take care of it. Sometimes we think that He is not answering our prayer, or He is not answering our prayer fast enough. But as I said before, He does everything in His time. And when we pray, He said that when we seek His face, Psalm 27:8 said, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. And when you seek God for things, or you pray to God for things, you have to wait and know that He is answering our prayer, and He will answer our prayer. He promises where two or three are gathered in His name, and we ask for anything, it will be given unto us. And that is not just a saying. That is a promise. That is a covenant we have with us, with Him. And God is a covenant-keeping God. He's not a God that will say things for it to sound good or for it to look good. When He says something, or when we read of His covenant and His promises is yea and nay. And we have to believe that He will answer our prayer in His time. My next prayer request is the coming generation. And that is a burden in my spirit, in my heart, that I pray for every minute of the day. For the coming generation, that is for the young people, and they are the ones who are coming to take over. And sometimes I wonder, Lord, what is going to happen, because we see what is going on with the coming generation. We see what is going on with the young people. And Matthew 23:37-39 say, how often I wanted to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling. From now on you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And it burdened my heart to see what is going on with our young generation. So we, the believers, we, the ones who trust God for deliverance, we, the ones who trust God for a revelation, a revival for the coming generation. Psalm 24:1 said, the earth is the Lord, and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. Lift up your heads, O gate, and be lifted up, O ancient days, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gate, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Again, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And this morning I want you to join me in the name of the Lord. Join me asking the King of glory to deliver our coming generation. Father, we come this morning seeking your name, seeking you, Lord, the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lord, this battle is not ours. This battle is yours. And we come this morning lifting up the many who are now still small children. Father, we lift up this generation of youth that they would become passionate followers for you. That during their lifetime, Lord, they will seek you as their Savior. They will seek you as the head of their life, Lord. That their lifetime will not finish in vain, that they would turn away, Lord, from the destruction of the world. Father, we pray that we, the ones who know you, will be living example to them, Lord, and that we will forgive and seek you to guide us into bringing them into your kingdom. Father, I pray that during their lifetime that they will evangelize, that you will bring forth the leaders, that you will bring forth the pastors, that you will bring forth the mighty men and women of God that is to be the coming generation, that they will endure the suffering to overcome evil, Lord, and to know that you have promised them that if they walk with you and if they give their life with you, that you will stand with them, Lord. Father, I call upon you this morning that we, your people, will seek your face, Lord, that we will turn from our wicked ways and we will seek your face, Lord. We ask that your blessing will be upon all people and that they will give you the finest, Lord, that we would come before you, Lord, giving our best, seeking for this generation, Lord. Father, I pray and I ask that we, your people, when we go out there, Lord, that we would be bold enough to confront these young people, Lord, that you would give us the authority that you have given unto us to seek you for them, Lord, to continue praying, Lord, to continue trusting in you, Lord, that no matter how bad it looks out there, we know that you are in control. We lift up our young men and women, Lord, those who are in colleges, those who are in high school. Lord, we pray that you will keep those who know you and those who are serving you, that you will keep them from the attraction of the world, that you would cover them with your blood, that you will give them the boldness, Lord, to speak about you, that they would not be ashamed to claim that you are their Lord and Savior, that they will share your love and your peace and your joy with the other young people, Lord. Help us, Lord, to seek you in every area, Lord, that this coming generation will turn from their wicked ways, Lord, that the vanity of the world will not lure them onto their way to hell, Lord. Father, I pray and I ask that you give me the courage that whenever I come in the path of these young people, Lord, that I'll be bold enough to let them know that they ought to seek you before anything else. This is my prayer this morning, Lord, that you save the coming generation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We have a few minutes still. And if there's anyone who has a prayer request again, the line is open for you to come forth and bring your prayer request for your praise report or share with us what God is doing in your life. Okay, I would, our next prayer request is, I would like to pray for each and every one of us who are represented on this prayer line, to pray for you that God will keep you and God will watch over you. God will provide for your every need. And for us to remember that this is the season when things, this is the season when I don't want to say everybody go crazy, but things happen that we ought to pray and ask God to keep us as we go out there shopping or doing our regular chores, that God will watch over us, watch over our children out there, watch over our spouse, our loved ones. This is a crazy season when things that we don't expect to happen. Father, I come to you this morning, thanking you for this prayer line. Thanking you, Lord, for giving us the desire to get up every morning, to come before you first thing in the morning. Thanking and praising you. Lord, I lift you up this morning because I know without you we are nothing. I thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength, for giving us the health, for giving us the encouragement to seek you, Lord. Father, I pray that everyone represented on this prayer line, every family that is represented on this prayer line, even those who wanted to be on the prayer line and are unable to do so this morning, Lord, I bring them before you. And I ask that you cover them, Lord, that you watch over them. As we go out there this morning, those who are going out to the job, those who are going out to do business, those who are going to court, those who are going to shop, Lord, I pray that your spirit prevails, that you cover them in your blood, that you camp your angels long about them, that you put a hedge of protection. Every plan that the enemy has for everyone on this prayer line this morning, I bring it to naught right now, and I say, devil, not so. Every accident waiting to happen, I rebuke it and I reverse it in the name of Jesus. Every harm or danger that the enemy has planned for any and everyone on this prayer line and their immediate family and everybody associated with them, I bring it to naught right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you cover us in your blood. Wherever we go, Lord, order our footsteps. That we will see or feel the danger before it approaches. Father, I pray that you provide for every need. We thank you for our jobs. Those who are seeking jobs, Lord, I pray that you grant them favor wherever they go to seek the job. Open doors that need to be opened. Close doors that need to be closed. Those that are seeking financial help, Lord, I pray that you pour down the blessing from heaven upon them, upon us, Lord. That we would want for nothing. That you will provide for every need. You promised us, Lord, that you will take care of us. That if you take care of the birds and the bees, how much us, your children. I bring those before you who are sick, who are ailing, Lord. That you will touch their body right now. That whatever it is trying to inflict upon their body, Lord, that you, your blood, will cleanse and your blood will heal them, Lord. Those who are spiritually distraught, Lord, I pray that you lift their spirit up. I pray that your love and your peace and your joy be upon each and every one of us, Lord. Father, I lift up those who are seeking your face for salvation, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will enlighten them with your love and that you, Lord, will help us who know you to minister to them, Lord, and to help them in their walk with you, Jesus. Father, I lift up those who are seeking your wisdom in whatever situation they are in, that you will give them the wisdom, Lord, to come to you and to know that you are in control of everything. Father, I pray that as we leave this line, but not from your presence, that you will go with us, that you will keep us, that you will watch over us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I would like to leave you with a few scriptures of encouragement that as you go along your day to day, that you would bring these scriptures back to your memory and to know that He sees and He knows everything. Psalm 24, verse 3 and 4 say, who may ascend to the hills of the Lord, and who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully. First Peter chapter 5 verses 2 say, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He careth for you. These are scriptures that is encouraging. It encourages me. Deuteronomy 16:15 says, the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you will be altogether joyful. I want to thank each and every one of you again for being on the prayer line this morning. On behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, I would like to say thank you for your time and for waking up 6 o'clock. We are on this line 6 o'clock every morning, Monday to Friday, lifting up the name of Jesus and praying for each other and encouraging each other. This is what God has ordained us to do. He has ordained us to pray for each other, to lift up each other in prayer, and to encourage each other. If there's anyone with a praise report or a prayer request, we have a few minutes. That you could come on. You have a scripture that you would like to share. And again, I encourage each and every one of you to seek the Lord in every area, seek Him in everything, and know that He is in control. I would like to leave you with a benediction. If no one has anything to say, I would like to leave you with a benediction, and it comes from Psalm. I will use Psalm 27. Psalm 23, sorry, as a benediction this morning. And you could repeat it with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff will comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
forever.
That is one of the psalms that I use daily. Because Psalm 23 says everything. He said he is our shepherd.
Yes.
He said, and yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we should fear no evil. For he is always with us.
Amen.
He's always with us. He promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And that is a promise that we could take. And as we would say, run with it. Because he promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And that means in everything, no matter where we go, no matter what we are going through, he is always and will always be with us. So that is my benediction for today, that the Lord will be your shepherd. And that you will allow him to be your shepherd. And that you will allow him to guide you wherever you are. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Again, we have a few minutes. But if anyone has a prayer request, this is the time. A testimony. We overcome by our testimony. And our prayer request, he said, where two or three are gathered and touch and agree on any given thing, he will answer our prayer. So we have a few minutes. Okay. Then again, I thank each and every one of you for joining this morning. Keep our pastor in prayer. He is doing a project that need to be, the deadline for the project is tomorrow, and it's Tuesday, and this is for a very important part of the restoration of our ministry. So keep him in prayer that God will give him the strength to work diligently on this project and that it would be successful. Again, keep each other in prayer, and not only on the prayer line this morning, but throughout the day. Lift up each other in prayer. Lift up our children in prayer, our grandchildren in prayer as they go out there to school this morning. As our family go out to work this morning, we lift them up in prayer throughout the day. What I practice is that if I'm on my job or anywhere and somebody come in my spirit, I pray for them. Even though I don't know what it is, I just lift them up in prayer. So you all have a blessed and victorious day. And remember, the battle has already been won. The battle is not yours. It has already been won. God bless, and have a blessed and victorious day, each and every one of you.
Thank you.
Praise God. Thank God for that prayer. Amen. That reached the throne of God.
Amen. Have a blessed day. Jesus Christ is Lord. You're welcome. Have a blessed day, everyone. Love you.
Love you all. Love you too, Christy. Praise God.